Hey, Stu.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Arizona, man. Jet lagged. The whole routine.
It's a little earlier there, huh?
Yeah. Third cup of espresso.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're gonna be anaerobic just sitting down.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Tactical Fitness Report with Stu Smith, podcast 18, challenging workouts, Stu. So we thought we had done a whole series of things on making sure you were properly prepared, warm-ups, mobility, injury, mental toughness, the whole routine. And now we're going to focus a series on working out, the actual working out process. And This one is about creating and using challenging workouts, ones that really challenge you in a lot of ways. So one of your favorites is called the Upper Body Challenge, and it comes from an article you did on military.com by that exact term, Upper Body Challenge. So why don't you talk a little bit, Stu, about challenging workouts, how you use them, how you construct them.
Okay, well, I'm actually going to move over there and check it out yourself. You guys see that on the screen?
You bet.
All right, so this is an upper body challenge. So, you know, I'm thinking this way. I try to do some really hard workouts, so I deserve that mobility day off. You know, so my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are usually pretty tough, and then by Thursday, I'm like, okay, I need to pull back a little bit and have a recovery day, which we talked about in podcast 17.
Yeah,
mobility day off. So these are the workouts that you typically do before it. And this is how I write them up. So you can see here, I really like a burpee pyramid. I hate burpees. Don't get me wrong. I don't like burpees at all. But to warm up, this is a really good way to warm up. So we usually do it on a basketball court where we'll do one burpee on one end of the court, and then run to the other side and do two burpees. Run back, do three, four, five. And we'll, in between, we'll do some dynamic stretches, you know, the standard butt kickers, Frankensteins, sometimes just jogging backwards, jogging sideways, just loosening things up. And then we go into, you know, even though they say max effort on this first one, they're never really max effort on the first one. You're probably you're still in warm-up phase, because this one up here only takes about 5 minutes. If you headed up to 10, it would probably just be a little more than 5 minutes. This is probably about 3 minutes, actually. So still need some time to warm up. So we'll do pull-ups, we'll do dips, and this is a typical calisthenic, like, summer phase workout that we like to do. Bear crawls. Those are classic. Did we talk about crawling yet in one of our podcasts?
We have not. No, we have not.
We need to do one in the future, because I just wrote a really good article on bear crawls and stair crawls. And really, if you think about what a bear crawl is, it's really just a dynamic plank pose, right? So we're just walking and moving, and we're moving a left, right. Really good for the central nervous system and how we build synapses between the left side of our body and the right side of our body. So there's actually some physiological responses that you get from bear crawling. And then we upped the ante a little bit, and we went into stair crawling, right? And this is a little tougher one. There may be a picture that we'll put in there as well. But it's basically you're just bear crawling up and down a flight of steps. So you actually stair crawl down, and then you stair crawl up going feet first. All right. So I'm going to go back into sharing just so we can talk a little bit about the next level.
Yeah. You know, Stu, in that you were talking about the stair crawling. And for those that haven't done backward stair crawls up a flight of stairs, that's a treat.
Yeah, you go feet first up a flight of stairs, and you will definitely feel the shoulders going in. And the goal is, like I said, to be in a plank position where you're really, really a modified, you know, you're in a push-up position going up the stairs, and you just go left, left, right, right, left, left, right, mm-hmm. right, and just kind of crawl yourself back. If you crunch yourself up too much, too much weight on your shoulders, so you want to try to distribute the weight evenly on your your arms and your legs. But it's a good one. You know, it's a good core exercise. And what that is right there is we're just designing a workout that progresses throughout the hour. So that was the first, you know, set, basically. And, I'll show you the second set here real quick. And you'll see the burpee pyramid keeps going up. These go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with 25-meter runs in between. And once you're done with the first five, you really don't need to do any more of the dynamic stretches. This is really fast runs. You can make these runs bigger if you want. You make them 50 meters if you prefer. And then you still do your pull-ups, your dips, your abs. And if you see, you got burpee pyramid 11 through 15. This is where it starts getting tough. Do your push-ups, pull-ups, abs again. And you notice we're starting to add in push-ups with the TRX if you want to try that, make them a little harder. And then the grand finale of the burpee pyramid is 16 through 20 with runs in between there. And then you top it off with pull-ups, dips, bear crawls, stair crawls, things like that. Now, if you do the math on 1 to 20 with the runs in between, that's 210 burpees that you've done. So It is no longer a warm-up with burpee workout. It is death by burpee workout.
Yeah, as a lot of times pyramids are. And the other thing about bear crawling, Stu, and we, as you said, we should do a separate podcast on that. But bear crawling backwards upstairs is a coordination exercise.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a serious coordination exercise. And this, again, is something that takes some practice. But, boy, what an interesting – if you can find stairs. A lot of times it's hard to find stairs that are long enough and will provide you that ability to do it. But it's good.
Or short enough.
Or short enough, yes. Yeah, that's a better point.
Don't want to do it like up a flight of bleachers at four stories.
That is for sure. And then, of course, there's always the real treat, which is just crawling up and down stairs. That's always a treat, which is more of a tactical thing.
All right. So anyway, that is – we call that the upper body challenge. And as you can see, Stu, that is
– for the folks that are listening on a podcast and don't have this in front of them, you know, what you've described, why don't you summarize what you've described? It's a number of
– Sure. It is basically a burpee pyramid from 1 to 20. And every fifth set of the burpee pyramid, you stop and you do some other exercises like push-ups, pull-ups, some kind of abdominal exercises, and dips. And it's a challenging non-weighted workout program that is really designed to kind of help you push the PT test limits, to the maximum if you can. So that's kind of one of many ways to do that. It's not the way to do it. It's just a way to do it. And it's a pretty good challenge. Yeah. And by the way, it is also in the description of the video and audio, the link to this article where you can actually try it out in full if you're not seeing this.
Yeah, and just for those who have never actually done a Stu Smith workout, they always look a lot easier on paper
that is
than
true.
They are. And I don't know, understand, Stu, why that is, and you and I have talked about this for years, that you look at your 12 Weeks to Buds workouts, and people that I always commented to you that you can tell people who have actually done your workouts versus those that just comment about your workouts.
Yes.
And that's, I think, the beauty of what you've developed here is the simplicity.
Yeah, I've actually had people, request a refund and say, I think these workouts are too easy. And I said, did you do them? Right. And they said, no, I just was looking at the book. I said, you know what? Just like I just told you, they're easier on paper. Give it a try, see what you think, and then get it back to me. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a refund, and you can keep the book. you know. and then they're like, oh, okay, you win. You're right. You know, so they're a lot harder than they look.
They are. They are. You know, Stu, the second one that you did was something called Friday Workout of the Week. And in that one, you have also a series of workouts. So you want to take everyone through that one. And again, you can find this on military.com, upper body challenge. Workout of the Week.
Right. Every Friday I do a workout of the week that probably doesn't get posted until the following week. We do a series of workouts we call the Blue Falcon workout, which is a lot of fun because you team up with a buddy and you basically can really screw your buddy if you go slow on these things, or, you know, you can help out your buddy as well. It's just fun. You know, it makes it harder on you, makes it harder on your buddy, and you laugh, and it's just fun stuff. So here's another way to warm up. Originally, we were doing the burpee pyramid before. This is just the squat and the push-up version of the exact same thing. So instead of doing a burpee, which is, if you think about it, it's kind of a fluid squat and push-up.
Yeah.
This is just doing squats by themselves and push-ups by themselves, and then you run 25 meters in between. So, you know, just like we did in the first five sets of the burpee pyramid, it's, you know, you run 25 meters, you do one push-up, one squat. Run 25 meters, two push-ups, two squats. Run 25 meters, three. And this one, you actually go all the way up to 20 before you do anything else. It's a legit workout. This one takes about 30 minutes just to kind of warm up, you know. But it's fun. You get 210 push-ups and 210 squats out of your warm-up there. And it's, like I said, these obviously aren't for beginners. And then now you and your partner pick two exercises and repeat two times or three times each. So down here you have pull-ups and military press. So they're two opposing muscle groups. One's pushing over your head, one's pulling over your head. And you have one guy does pull-ups, the other guy does dumbbell military press. And the goal is you can't move on to the next exercise, or you can't trade exercises until your buddy is finished with all his repetitions of pull-ups or military press. Sometimes we'll set it up there. I know I have it set in here as a max, but typically you kind of know your max. I can only do 10 pull-ups. Well, okay. Your buddy can't be finished with his military presses until you finish your 10 pull-ups.
Ah, got it.
If you only get 9, then you got to shake it off and get your 10th one, or do a negative or something like that, and your buddy's still doing military presses while you are doing that. And you trade off, you know, so you trade off each three times. So do the same thing with bench press. And this is a real tough one. You rest with push-ups, which after you do bench presses and you try to do push-ups, you'll find that your push-ups, you might be able to do 10, and you know, the rest of your push-ups are on your knees, and then you start failing on your knee push-ups. That's a real hard push exercise. So if you notice, we went opposing muscle groups on the first round, then we're doing the same muscle groups on the second round. No particular reason, just because it's hard, right? And then we go into legs, since it's kind of a full body day. Your buddy, you do 1 minute of max squats. And this can be with weight or without weight. Typically, if you're going to go for a minute, it's going to be fairly lightweight. While your buddy just does a wall sit for a minute. You're just sitting up against the wall and, you know, trying to hold that isometric flex. And then we go back into pull-ups. And this is a similar muscle group again, where we do pull-ups and rows back and forth you hang until your partner is done with 10 rows per arm. So you do your max pull-ups, and your buddy has to do 10 rows per arm. And that typically takes about maybe 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds each side. So you got about a minute there to do pull-ups. And if you realize, you're probably going to be done with your pull-ups in about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So you can't leave that bar until your buddy finishes 10 rows and you finish, or the other arm finishes 10 rows. And this is how you kind of screw your buddy in this workout.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's very similar. But like I said, it's fun. You're joking each other. You're pushing each other. It's just a fun buddy workout. The next one, we have a MJDB exercise, which stands for multi-joint dumbbell exercise, for lack of a better term for them. Really what they are just complexes of three or four different exercises all rolled into one. So instead of doing a squat, a bicep curl, an overhead press, and a tricep extension, you just make it look like one smooth motion. So it's squat, biceps, overhead, triceps, and you just never stop doing, you know, all four exercises in one fluid motion. So basically you're picking up a weight from the ground and you're taking it over your head and behind your head and then back down to the ground. So it's,
yeah,
it's,
and then
so that's what a multi-joint dumbbell is. And this is a real tough one because you and your buddy have to you have to stair crawl down and up while your buddy does his multi-joint dumbbells. So, you know, however long it takes you to stair crawl down and stair crawl back up, that's how long your buddy is doing multi-joints, and then you trade off. So that's a fun one. Then you go for a run or a ruck, you know, or you can swim, you know, depending on what you have time to do that day. But that is our, you know, Friday workout of the week, which was a pretty fun little workout that day. And like I said, I have these posted, and I'll have the links in the description for you if you are just listening to us today.
So, Stu, for those that are on the podcast, just the audio podcast, go back through and describe this particular workout. So this, and what in summary this is and how it's constructed.
Which workout? The Friday
one? Sorry, this particular one, the Blue Falcon that you just described.
Yeah, this one is a full body day workout. So we're doing a little bit of everything, and we're mixing what I call like a 50-50 plan, where half of the workout is calisthenics and half the workout is weights.
It
doesn't mean you're doing half weighted repetitions and half weighted or non-weighted repetitions. It's just typically if you balance it out, you got about a 50-50 split, but you're probably going to do more calisthenic reps than weighted reps. So that's really what this is. And we start off with a push-up squat pyramid just to kind of get the juices flowing in our legs and upper body. And then you team up with a buddy and you do two different exercises. Sometimes they're the same muscle group working together. One's usually a calisthenic, the other one's a weighted exercise. And then you either have an opposing muscle group working together, which is really kind of easy when you're doing this type of workout, of an exercise that's a calisthenic as well as a weighted exercise. And we typically use dumbbell for these type of exercises, but you can obviously use barbells for overhead press or bench press or anything like that. You can even use machines if you so desire. And then after that, it's just the cardio of your choice. Typically, we tend to choose between the run, the swim, and the ruck. If we don't do just one of them, we'll probably do at least two of them. Some guys will run or ruck, depending on their, you know, where they want to go. Some guys will skip the swim because they're going to the Army and they need to ruck longer. You know, some of the guys going Navy or Air Force PJs or things like that have a big swimming component in their future, we'll do the swim workout. And sometimes we'll even top off the swim workout with, you know, pool skills like treading and bottom bouncing, drown proof and things like that. Or we'll top it off with more calisthenics on the pool deck. You know, like you have set up at your house with the pull-up bar and the, you know, TRX on the pool deck and, you know, abs and push-ups and all that stuff. So
oh, yeah.
it makes fun swimming. Other than looking at a black line for half an hour or more, you can hop out every couple hundred yards and do some PT.
Yeah, exactly. Flutter kicks and the whole routine.
I call it swimming for those with attention deficit disorder.
Yes.
Because I cannot look at that black line for over 30 minutes. I mean, it's just, I start thinking about things I have to do the rest of the day and yeah, I got to go.
I understand.
But I'll stay there for an hour if I'm doing swim PT.
Exactly. Much to the dismay of those who you're leading. All right. Killer combo pyramids and 5-minute sets. That's the final one we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Killer combo. So let me pull that up on my share screen here.
And again, people can find this military.com, killer combo of pyramids and 5 minute sets.
All right. Oh yeah. This is a tough one. So we started off this one with a, once again, a push-up squat pyramid, but instead of going up by one, you had to go up by 10. So you do 10 push-ups, 10 squats, and you jog 200 meters instead of 25 yards or 25 meters. And then you do 20 push-ups, 20 squats, run 200 meters, 30-30, run 200 meters, 40-40, 50-50, you know, and that's a pretty good warm-up. I mean, if you do the math on that one, once again, it's 10, 20, 30, 40. That's 100 push-ups, 100 squats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes, I think.
Yep.
No, 150. Sorry.
10, 20.
It's 150, right?
Yep.
Okay, so next one. This is a really tough one. And this is a five-minute set challenge. You can pick as many exercises as you prefer on this one. Each exercise you do for 5 minutes straight.
Okay.
And you try not – I mean, obviously you're going to stop, but your rest also counts as part of that 5 minutes. So you try to get as many reps as you can in 5 minutes. So as you can see, you warm up with a five-minute cardio. That's easy. The next one is 5 minutes worth of pull-ups. How many pull-ups can you get in 5 minutes? And people typically max out, hop off, shake it off for about 10 seconds, hop back on for two or three, hop back on for two or three. And you just keep going for 5 minutes and see how long you can go. I think most people in our group, in the Spec Ops level fitness group, are probably doing about 80, you know, sometimes some guys get 100 in 5 minutes, which I rarely see, but some guys do. I typically get somewhere between 70 and 80, and I'm pretty happy with that. If I can get 85 or more, I'm real happy.
Okay.
Dips are same way. Just get as many dips as you can in 5 minutes. And the transition, by the way, to each one of these is minimal. You just go from one exercise to the other. And the way you want to arrange it is so you're not working the same muscle groups back to back to back. So as you notice, we got a pull with the pull-ups. We got a dips. Then you kind of rest with abs. 5 minutes of sit-ups is really easy. You almost kind of catch your breath. Then the next one, 5 minutes of burpees, that really sucks. You just keep rolling. All right? And I've seen some guys break 100 in this five-minute set, which is really good. If you can get 100 burpees in 5 minutes, that's, for us, that's like a gold standard. You know, that's 20 burpees a minute, which is a pretty steady pace.
No kidding.
I mean, I've seen some guys do more, but 100 is really good. You know, if you get 75, 80, once again, very similar to pull-ups, it's pretty good. 5 minute squats, that's a tough one. Some guys like to put a little barbell on their back and maybe do it with 95 pounds on their back and go for 5 minutes with that without removing the bar. So that's another way to up the ante a little bit on this one. 5 minutes of flutter kicks, not that big a deal. Not that fun, but still not that big a deal. You know, you could typically do that. 5 minutes of walking lunges. That's actually kind of refreshing. Your heart rate settles down.
Really, Stu?
Your heart rate settles down. But
I never heard anybody describe walking lunges as refreshing.
Well, after you've done 5 minutes of burpees, it is refreshing. So it's all relative. But it really is. I mean, your heart rate settles down. Yeah, your legs are kind of burning a little bit, but you're not huffing and puffing like you were with those damn burpees. Right? And then 5 minutes of bear crawls, that's no fun either. Then you do a five-minute cool down. So the rest as needed. Usually what we do in between, maybe go grab a sip of water for about 30 seconds and then start the next 5 minutes. So if you notice this, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it's 10 five-minute sets. Usually takes us about an hour with like 30 seconds to a minute in between. And then the way we started, remember how we started with yep. The 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 with the push-ups and squats? We do that in reverse and go 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 for another 150 reps of push-ups and squats. By that time, you're smoked typically, but it's still doable. And then once again, your cardio is a 3-mile run or you swim about 1,500 yards mixing with some intervals, you know, on the pool deck as well, you know, rest with treading or floating or bottom bouncing for some pool skills. But yeah, this is one of those that you'll see big improvements on your PT scores, because if you can do 5 minutes of anything, it makes 2 minute fitness tests really easy.
Yeah, you know, Stu, this is one of those workouts, and you've periodically thrown minor versions of this at me. This is one of those workouts that if you can end up doing a whole lot more than you ever think you can.
Yes.
Yeah, that's and it's one of those workouts that you, if you do these things, you learn that you can end up doing a whole lot more than you ever thought you could, that your mind is a lot of times the barrier in these things.
Yeah. And you know, the cool thing about this, you know, these are workouts that I do for free here in Severna Park, Maryland. Mm-hmm. It's called the Heroes of Tomorrow Group. You can join us. We have our own little community center that lets us use it for free. It's a great program. We do put on fundraisers for them every quarter just to say thanks for letting us use your weight room and your pool and your gym and your, you know, sweating up the place. And then we have our nice little B&A trail, which is right across the street, which is miles of bike trails with we put pull-up bars every mile on it, which is a lot of fun. But yeah, these workouts that I create, I come up with these ideas and test them out on these, you know, future military, law enforcement, firefighters, spec ops guys, and they actually become books like this.
There we go.
Tactical Fitness. You know, some of the workouts that we just talked about are in this book. So it's, you know, the Tactical Fitness and the Tactical Strength that you see behind me, right there. See behind me there? That's another one that, you know, I create these workouts and we test them out on people for, you know, several months, see how they do and see how they do with training. And then they later become published products. So that's the whole system to how I create workouts.
Which is going to be another podcast, Stu.
Okay, got it.
So our next podcast is going to be on how you construct workouts.
Okay, got it. I like that.
So Stu, summarize this for us. So if somebody wants to put together, let's say they've aced all your challenging workouts, they want to construct one for themselves. How would you recommend they do that?
Well, I typically, my little system is pretty split into two groups, basically. I'll do an upper body workout, or, you know, with a split routine during the week with a lower body the following day, or I'll do full body days with a cardio the following day. So we'll just kind of rotate through. Some days I mix it all up. I'll do a full body on Monday, cardio day on Tuesday, upper body on Wednesday, lower body on Friday, cardio day on Saturday or the next day, Thursday, Friday, you know, and then, you know, alternate it like that. The thing where people go wrong a lot is they'll wind up doing like a weight day on Monday and then they'll do their calisthenics on Tuesday. But if you're doing the kind of volume that we're doing with this, if you don't watch out, you could be doing your upper body bench presses and your pull downs and your rows on a Monday and then doing pull ups and push ups and dips on a Tuesday. You know, that's not enough time to recover. Yeah. You know, if you're just doing, you know, 40 or 50 reps of push-ups and 5 or 10 pull-ups for a day's workout, you know, that's fine. You're not going to hurt yourself. But whenever you are, you know, doing hundreds of repetitions of calisthenics and dipping, you know, getting up into the hundreds of pull-ups, you need to treat that like you're lifting weights, and you need to not do the same muscle groups back to back, because what happens is they'll become back to back to back to back, right? Because you're doing weights one day, calisthenics one day, weights one day, calisthenics another day, and Lord knows, you know, your body needs to recover from this level of workout. That's why we throw in our recovery day, even for the young guys, because they need that recovery day. Otherwise, they don't grow. Because you have to realize you break down your muscles when you're working out. You don't get stronger during your workout. You get stronger during your recovery, during your good night's sleep. You know, that's when you recover. You know, that's our number one source of recovery, as we discussed a while back ago, was just sleeping a good night's sleep.
You know, so. Well, you know, we'll discuss this in more detail in the next podcast, Stu. So if people want to come work out and do a hard workout, a challenging workout, remind them where they go.
Yeah, come find me. Go to stusmith.com and click the free workouts link up the very top. It's in red. It's bold. So when you go to that website, that's probably going to be the first thing you see is free, right? And they are legitimately free workouts. We don't make any money from it. We don't charge any money from it. Like I said there, if you ever want to donate money to the community center because they let us do this stuff for free, that's your business. And, you know, we appreciate it. But, yeah, they're free workouts. And they're fun. And I try not to do the same thing too often. So we come up with new stuff all the time. However, there are some classics that are just things that we need to do, like pyramids and supersets and max rep sets and, you know, 5x5 weightlifting days and, you know, all those things. So,
well, that's all the time we have, buddy.
All right.
Well, this was fun. Report with Stu Smith, podcast 18, challenging workouts. Later, pal.
We'll see you, Tom. Thanks.